Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As you know, many of us have mourned recently the great man of our church, Dr. Norman Nagel. And some of you were familiar with his Nagelisms, and they were being shared among colleagues, friends, and students all over the internet and in conversation. And perhaps the most popular phrase we most always remember was, "Who's doing the verbs in the gospel?" Our text before us seems to be at first glance to make us pause. In the first part of our text, Paul seems to make it clear that he is doing the verbs. I am being poured out. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now Jesus will give me the reward, the crown of righteousness. Seems like Paul is doing the verbs. Yet we are grateful that our text included verses 16 through 18 that quickly changes that. Everyone has deserted Paul. More on that later. As a military guy, and those of you who served, desertion is a serious issue. But it continues, "But the Lord stood by me, strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed. I was rescued and will be rescued and brought safely into his heavenly kingdom." Clearly, it is now God doing the verbs. God using Paul to preach the gospel. God bringing Paul through trials and tribulations. God rescuing Paul from the lion's mouth, all sin, death, and destruction. And God rescuing Paul from every evil deed, being forgiven for Christ's sake, so he might not be condemned to hell, but be brought safely into the Lord's heavenly kingdom. No, Paul, who knows that he is chief of sinners, and the one who writes that we are saved by the grace of God for Christ's sake through faith, and we should not boast, is not suddenly at the end of his life changing the verbs to be run by him. He is simply sharing the fact of how God in his mercy has used him as his humble servant through this long rat race of the church militant preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was once said that when scholar Erasmus grew old, he is said to have announced, "I am a veteran and have earned my discharge. I will leave the fighting now to the younger ones." There is something of a transition in our text, too. A rugged warrior is passing on the sword to a young, fresh gladiator for the faith. So nothing dire, nothing really sad is going on here in our text. He is simply sharing with Timothy and us his deep and sincere conviction that in his mission for Christ and the gospel, he has laid it all on the line, given it all up in the field, giving all he had to give for the sake of the gospel. He clearly shares that the source and the strength of his loyalty is the Lord Jesus. How appropriate for the chapel here this morning at this institution where pastors are trained, formed, and encouraged. Some of you here this morning may be feeling like the stage in life where Paul is at. Time to turn the baton over to these young whippersnappers of seminarians or pastors here for their furthering of their education. You have fought the good fight. You have finished the race. This is a young man's game now. But God has used you mightily as professors, staff members, supporters to further the gospel of Jesus Christ here and throughout the world at this great work at the seminary. Perhaps some of you here this morning are that student, that person who is not sure you're ready to take that helm, that baton, the mission to the world who hates God and his people so much. You wonder and contemplate God's plan for you. Or maybe you're a spouse or a child or a friend contemplating the same thing. What is in store in your life? Well, the word of the Lord for you today comes in this powerful text. God, who used Paul, can and does use you. God will do the verbs as you for you as well. We are all on this marathon in this church militant. We run on tough roads that seem insurmountable, full of dangers, distractions, pain, hurt, and guilt. We all will have those who have promised to be with us, but desert us in our time of need. And again, that's a serious word used by Paul. Those are execution words if you desert someone. To desert someone in battle would mean the death sentence. Yet we've all had those whom we thought we could count on with the times were tough, who have abandoned us, deserted us, and left us to fight alone. Or how many times did we desert our friends in their hour of need because we didn't want to get involved, or we don't want any of that stuff on me? God in his mercy and love has sent Jesus, his only son, to live that perfect life for you, to suffer for your sins. Yes, Jesus was deserted on the cross by his heavenly Father so that you and I will never be abandoned or deserted by our Lord. Yes, we are not perfect. We have deserted, but God has rescued us. He has rescued you and will not hold your sins against you because you are forgiven and washed clean by his blood and life poured out for you on that cross. God, through Paul, reminds you and me again of who does the verbs. As you struggle through life, and especially for you here at Concordia Seminary, as you struggle with your studies, your personal life, your professional life, your relationships, you will feel as if you are failing and everyone has deserted you. The crown, the victor's circle, surely awaits you. Paul is quick to remind himself and you that when human faithfulness fails, God's faithfulness remains. Paul reaches out to forgive those who deserted him in our text, and we know that we also are forgiven for deserting our Lord and our neighbors by Jesus' death and resurrection. We are reminded that the final validity and saving power of faith in Christ. Faith is trust and confidence in the ultimate washing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. This God-given faith given to you vindicates. This God-given faith saves. That is your faith that clings to Jesus. So my friends, turn to these words of God before us today and hear them again. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear. I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.